Begin the current daf, Masechet Baba Basra, daf Lamed Tes. Begin three lines up in the bottom of the Amud, on daf Lamed Chesma Beis, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. And that is, the Gemara had established that a Mecha Shaloi Befanov, if the one who's claiming that it's really his field, from this other person who wants to go ahead and take possession of this field and claim that he bought it, he wants to be here for 3 years. If within those 3 years, the original owner goes and protests and says, this guy didn't buy it from me, he's a Ganav, so that halacha mocha prevents the machzik from becoming the muchzik. And that the Gemara had said that even if he does this not in front of the machzik himself, it's going to be a valid protest, will thus prevent him from making a chazaka. So then asked the Gemara, heichi dami mocha, what would qualify as a valid protest, which would then be considered the protest of the meicha? Because if he does it between himself under his blanket, and he says, I protest, well, that's not a protest. The whole concept of the mecha is that this guy says, look, people are not usually careful with their receipts for more than 3 years. I don't have my document anymore, but no one said anything all 3 years. He says, I protested. Well, what would consider a protest if it doesn't have to be directly in front of him? What would be enough to be considered, but he did make a valid protest? So Amar Rav Zvid says that if he tells witnesses, Plani Gazlanahu, if he just says these words, that this guy is a thief, so then lo have mecha. That wouldn't be considered a valid mecha, because even if he tells the witnesses to tell these words to the machzik, he's still not going to be careful with his documentation, because he doesn't know why this guy is saying and why the word's going out that he's a thief, that he should be careful with documentation. He's like, a thief? Why am I a thief? What, the field that I bought from him? But if he tells the witnesses, Palanya Gazlanahu, that this guy is a thief, because he took my field through thievery, because I didn't sell it to him. Oh, now this guy should be careful with his documentation regarding the sale of the field, because once he heard that this guy's contesting his ownership, that's a valid protest, and that's something that he should be careful now with his documentation. Now, as we continue on top of Lamed Tes Menalf, and he says, because ulamachar tevan lebedina, because the Ma'ar is saying, and tomorrow I'm going to take him to court, that says Reb Zvid is having mecha is going to be considered a valid mecha. Now, Rashbam explains two different interpretations. He says that if he doesn't say lamachar tevan lebedina, that tomorrow I'm going to take him to court and I'm going to get back my field from him, rather he just says that this guy is a thief because he's consuming the field of mine through thievery, that wouldn't be considered enough to be considered as a mecha, because that's just like saying something derogatory about someone else, and it's not like giving over a testimony, and it wouldn't be considered a valid mecha, as he says from Rabbi Nechanan. But he says a different interpretation, which he heard from Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yaakov, and he says that the primary is that if he says that this guy is a thief, even if he mentions regarding which field that he's taking possession of, that's not rightfully his and he's a thief, that would not be a mecha. And the reason for that is because he didn't protest regarding something that's his own. It's as if he's saying that this guy is machzik in someone else's fields, but he's just saying something derogatory about him and not to contest his ownership, because he didn't mention that it's his own field. But if he mentions, and that's what this second shot is being medayik on the words, if he says, he ate my field in thievery, well, that's obviously a protest of his own things, and he notified that this guy has possession of his field inappropriately, that's going to be a mecha. Now, this interpretation would hold that even if he does not conclude the words, lamachar tevan lebedina, that's just explaining this that he said, that he ate my field because of nusa, that implies that, yeah, and then tomorrow I'm going to go take him to court, but the first pshat says the primary is lamachar tevan lebedina, and the second pshat says no, the primary is la ro'i because of nusa, that he's consuming my field in thievery. But again, that what qualifies if he tells it to two witnesses, then the word could get to him, and he gets the understanding that this guy's protesting, that you should hold on the documentation, then he can't say after 3 years that, oh, I'm a mochzik, I don't have the documentation, because you knew you should have been careful that people are contesting your ownership of this field. Now, on this halacha, the Gemara continues with a few different cases and discusses its halacha. Omar, let's say the ma'ar, the one who's claiming that it's really his field, says to witnesses, lo yitemrulei, don't say this protest to the guy who is being the machzik. My, what's the halacha? So Amar Rav Zvid, he says, Hakama leitemeli. He told the witnesses, don't tell him. So therefore, it's not a protest because the witness is not going to tell him. The whole idea of a protest is that this guy can't come and claim that, well, I don't have my documents. What do you think? I'm going to hold on to it more than 3 years? I don't. So I don't have to prove myself. It gets transferred to whoever wants to contest. And that halacha is, but when there's a mecha, so he knows about it. And that's what Hazid, but in this case, where he told him not to tell him, so he, how is he supposed to know? And why should he be at fault that he doesn't have his documentation more than 3 years, and therefore it's not a valid mecha? But Papa, he disagrees. He says, no, it is a mecha, because what he's telling the witnesses is, ledidei loy tem relay. The words he said was, loy tem relay, don't tell him. So he's saying, don't tell him. But lachrini amr lahu, but you could go ahead and tell other people. And since these witnesses are going to tell other people, who are then going to take other people, and they're going to end up telling it to the machzik. Because chavra, chavra isla, your friend has a friend. And chavra the chavra, chavra isla, and your friend's friend has a friend, and so on and so forth, and therefore the word will ultimately get back. Says the Papa, it is a macha, because although he's telling them not to tell him, but they'll tell other people who will ultimately tell him. A second case, the other way around, amru lei, lo yamrin lei. If the witnesses said to the ma'ar, that we're not going to tell him. So as Rashbam explains, this is not going back on the first case where he told them not to tell him. Because they are according to Rabbi Zvid, even if they were silent, it's not going to be a mecha. For sure over here where they're answering just like he said it, and they're going to say that, yeah, we're not going to tell him. Rather, it's his own independent case. Where if he told them a complete mecha, and he said, go ahead and tell this to him that he's not there, that it's not his. And they responded, the witnesses says, we're not going to tell him. Now, moreover, once they told him that they're not going to tell him, he didn't go ahead now and protest in front of two other witnesses to go ahead and tell him. So what's the halacha? So Amr Zvid, he says, same as he said in the first halacha. Haka amrle, lo yamrinle. They told him, we're not going to tell him. And since they're not going to tell him, so he should have protested in front of other witnesses who could ultimately tell him. And since he didn't protest, so it's his loss. Rav Papa, he disagrees. He says, no. He does not have to protest in front of other people because it is a valid mecha, because what they're telling him was, we're not going to tell him because we're not interested in going traveling all the way to this guy to tell him. But we're going to tell other people. And because of that, your friend has a friend, and your friend's friend has a friend, and so on and so forth, therefore we'll ultimately get to him. So in these first two cases, Rav Papa was being medayik from the words that he tells them or that they tell him. He said to him, don't tell him. Or they said, we're not going to tell him. The inference is they're not going to tell him, but to others they will tell. And that's because from the fact that he didn't say, don't tell. He said, don't tell him. But again, but that leaves it open to tell other people, ultimately it will get back, and therefore it is a valid mecha. Third case the Gemara discusses is Amalahu, if he tells the witnesses after he protests and says, I just want you guys to know, this is not his field, this is my field. But then after he tells them the mecha, he says, Leitepi lechu shusa. I don't want any shusa, which means words, to come out of your mouth. I don't want you to say anything. What I told you should be zipped silent, not to him and not to other people. So on that, he says, Hakama. So he said, Leitepi lechu shusa, that you shouldn't be able to tell anybody. And therefore, everyone agrees in this case, there's not going to be a protest because the whole idea of a protest is that somehow it can get them, but here there's no possibility. A fourth case, Amrulei, if they tell him, loy mafkin shusa, that we're not going to say anything. Now again, Rashbam explains that this is not going back on the previous case where he tells them not to say anything, because again, there everyone agrees that's not going to be mecha, whether they respond to him or whether they don't respond to him, either way that they can't say anything because that's what he told them. Rather, it's his own independent case, where for example, if he told them to tell him, and they said, no, loy mafkin shusa, we're not saying anything. Avad Rav Papa, he says, in this case, I definitely do agree to Rav Zvid that it's not going to be a mecha, because hakamile, because they tell him, we're not going to say anything, which sounds like not to him, not to anyone else, and therefore it's not going to get to him, so it's not a valid mecha. Now actually, in this case, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Yeshua Amar, he disagrees, and he says, no, even in this case, it will be a valid mecha. Why? Because kol milsa delei ramya le de'inish, anything that's not imposed and forced upon a person to do, where like in this case, to conceal what was being told to them, because in actuality, they're not going to lose anything if they do say or if they don't say. Actually, the guy said to go say. And they say, no, we're not going to say. But no one's forcing them not to say. So actually, then in that case, amalah, that they are going to end up telling people, and they're not going to be aware that they're telling people. In other words, the person's not going to be focused and be cognizant that to be responsible not to say what they had said they're not going to say. Now, therefore, in this situation, he does not have to protest in front of two other people because since he protested in front of people who could technically end up tell him, and very likely they will, because although they said, no, we're not saying anything, our lips are sealed, but no one's forcing them. If he told them, don't say anything, they realize, oh my, this is our responsibility. We're not allowed to say something over that someone else told us not to, then they're not going to say. But when the guy says, tell, and they're like, no, we're not going to tell. And no one's forcing them to. So since it's not Ramya Nafshe, they might end up, the lips are going to get loose a little bit, they're going to end up saying because they're allowed to. And then ultimately, technically, the word could get out. And therefore, Rashbam says, actually, the halacha is in all these cases, whether the protester tells them that don't say anything to the machzik, whether they say that we're not going to say anything at all, in all the cases, it's going to be mechal, because technically, the word could get to him. Except for the case where the protester said, Loi tepil chushusa, where then it's not a protest because they're not allowed to say anything. Once he said, don't say anything to anyone, and that's how the Rabbi Nechanel paskins. But if it's a possibility that it could get to him, whether because they said they're not going to, but they don't have to, or whether because they said we're not going to tell him, but they could tell someone else, then it is considered a valid mecha. Now, continuing on this halacha, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, which was what our Gemara was based on from the previous daf. Now, the Rashbam just points out one thing, although this is being quoted as Rav in the name of Rav Nachman, and then shortly we're going to see that actually Rav asks a question on this halacha of Rav Nachman. So he says that is the protocol that the Gemara has many different places, and what it means to say is that when Rav heard this halacha from Rav Nachman, so he said over the teaching of Rav Nachman. So Rav was saying over, and that's what Rav Amar Rav Nachman, and then once he said over that teaching, he asked a question on that. Now Rav Ashi, who organized the Gemara, he put together the Talmud Bavli. He quoted in that formation that Amar Rav Amar Rav Nachman, and then he explains the question that then Rav had on this teaching of Rav Nachman. So what was the halacha of Rav Nachman that Rav said over in his name? The mecha shalei b'fanav have mecha, which is what our Gemara was based on discussing. So when it could even be shalei b'fanav, what type is considered a mecha? So he said over the halacha that it is going to be considered a valid protest. In other words, and he doesn't have to send a messenger, an agent, to go ahead and protest in front of the machzik himself. Rather, once he makes a protest, even not in front of the machzik, it's going to be a valid protest because technically, as we said before, the word could get to his ear. Because even if actually the machzik doesn't even end up hearing about the protest of the ma'ar, we don't care because since he made a valid protest, it doesn't prove anything by him not having protested to then give validity to the chazakah of the machzik. So though, yes, it's not his responsibility to hold on documentation, but that's only if there was no mecha. But since there was a mecha, we still will hold that it will not be a valid chazakah. And that eats for Rav of Nachman. So Rav asked Rav Nachman from the halacha of our Mishnah. Now, Rashbam points out, although seemingly that he's going to ask from the opinion of Rabbi Huda in our Mishnah, but instead of asking from the Seif of a Mishnah, he could actually support this halacha of Nachman from the Reisha, from the Tanna Kamma, because as we explained in the previous stuff, the Tanna Kamma obviously holds Mecha Shalei B'Fanav Havi Mecha. And that says Rashbam, that you could say that Rav would actually explain the halacha of the Tanna Kamma differently. We only pointed that out from Rav, that it must be the Tanna Kamma holds Mecha Shalei B'Fanav Havi Mecha, because we had a contradiction in the first part of his statement and the second part. But technically, if you could resolve it a different way, you could say that maybe the Tanna Kamma does not hold like that. And therefore, Rav was not proving Rav Nachman from there, rather he's actually asking Rav Nachman from the second opinion mentioned on Mishnah. Am Rabbi Huda. So Rabbi Huda says, and the reason of Rabbi Huda is actually a fundamentally different halacha than the opinion of that we always have been saying in regards to halacha of why a chazaka is after 3 years. He doesn't hold the chazaka of 3 years is because that's how long a person is careful with his documentation. Rather, he explains, as he says, that they didn't say that this halacha of 3 years to create a chazaka, ella, only rather, why does it take 3 years to create a chazaka? Because if technically if the original owner is in Spain, and then someone's going to go ahead in the first year and start taking possession of this guy's field, let's say here in Yerushalayim, and that then they're going to require a year just to get to him because he's over there in Spain. So in other words, the reason of the chazaka according to Behuda is actually because a person does not allow even for one moment to be silent when someone else is taking possession of his field. And therefore, actually, the chazaka should be in one moment. The reason why they said that the chazaka is only after 3 years is because sometimes ma'ar is actually very far away, a year's distance. And it's not going to happen that the words of the ma'ar protesting to get to the machzik, it will take a period of 3 years. Now, that is what he disputes on the Tanna Kamma in our Mishnah, that actually Rabbi Huda is not concerned for times of cheirim, rather that which the Tanna Kamma said that that's the halacha of these three different areas in Eretz Yisrael. But actually, according to Rabbi Huda, the chazaka would be immediately, because since he didn't protest right away. Now, And this is because he says that the concept is because of Aspamya, as is actually a clarified later on in the parak, that we see that actually, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the chazak would be right away. 3 years is because the guy has to stop being machzik, so let's say that's a few months in. Someone sees, hey, this guy's taking his possession. It takes a year to get to Spain. That's already a year and a half. It takes a year to get back. It's 2.5. It's basically almost 3 years. That's why, if after 3 years it doesn't say anything, that's going to be valid as a chazaka, but it's only because it takes that amount of time in certain situations. So, and then, as we said, and then he's going to come back the third year. That's where the 3 years come in. Now, that's what it says in the halacha of our Mishnah. Now, the assumption of Rava is, and this question on Rav Nachman, is that Rabbi Yehuda said specifically, and that's why it's mentioned that for the halacha of Gimel Shonim, that the Ma'ar himself has to come and protest at the end, towards the end of the third year, to go in front of the machzik. So obviously, and this is what Rav is coming to prove, Nalag Rav Nachman, that Mecha Shalai Bafanim is not going to be Mecha. And therefore, since the Mecha Shalai Bafanim is not going to be Mecha, so therefore, Chazaka Shalai Bafanim is also not going to be Chazaka. The whole reason why it is, because why didn't you protest? Who wouldn't want to have a protest? It wouldn't have been a protest anyway. So if it wouldn't have been a protest, so that doesn't then prove that, oh, so in fact you weren't Mecha, so therefore there's a Chazaka. No, since the Mecha wouldn't be a Mecha, so therefore even if it doesn't protest, the Chazaka is neither going to be a Chazaka at all. Now, although actually according to Behuda, this exact case would be a Chazaka in that situation if it does not come back. So that says the Rashbam that, and that Rabbi does not hold like a Behuda, because a Behuda actually requires that the Ma'ar has to come back because of that and to come protest in Yerushalayim in front of him, which Rabbi does not require it. It's just that what you see from Rabbi Yehuda is that since he cannot protest in Aspamya, so then also, says Rabbi, then he can't be machzik either. But that is the question that Rabbi poses, v'isal g'daytech, now if you're going to entertain like Rav Nachman, that the one who's living out in Spain does not have to send a messenger to go and protest in front of the witnesses, rather, mechoshele b'fonim, hav mechal, like Rav Nachman says, he could protest wherever he is. And if the word comes to him, it'll come, which technically it could, because it goes with telephone. You tell one person, chaber chaber islay. So the question is, lama li lamesi, why does Rabbi Yehuda require that the ma'ar has to come all the way to where the machzik is, or at least to send the shlich to go and be mecha right in front of the machzik? Leisiv hasma duchte, let him stay over there where he is in Spain. Valimchi, and let him protest over there in front of two witnesses, because they could technically come and tell to the machzik within the third year if they want to. And according to Rav Nachman, that would be a valid mecha. So why does Rabbi Yehuda require the ma'ar to come himself all the way back to Yerushalayim from Spain? So now the Gemara answers that Rav says that it's not difficult in Rav Nachman, because actually it does not have to come. A mecha shalei b'fanav would be a mecha. But Hassam, Eitz Tevika Mashmalan, there Behuda is just giving good counsel to Nasi that he himself should come back. Vinishkal Aru Uperi. And thereby getting back his land and his produce from the Machzik. And the reason for that is because if he would be Meicha in his place, and he wouldn't go and come back himself right now to back to Yerushalayim, so then the fruits, the produce that the Machzik would be eating, although that he would be allowed to get it back from him, because once it turns out that it wasn't a real chazak, it wasn't really his field, he has to give him back the field and the produce that he ate, but it's very hard to then collect what was already consumed by the machzik. And therefore, it's just a good idea that you come back yourself right now to make sure you get yourself back. But it's not that Rabbi Yehuda, and that's what the Gemara is answering, requires that the machzik himself come. Rather, he's just saying that we didn't say that the chazaka is for 3 years. The whole idea is only so that if the ma'ar is in Spain, and this guy is being machzik, so that the word will go out, and then it'll take the second year to get to notify the ma'ar, and then that the ma'ar can then be meicha in the third year, and then before the end of the third year, the word could come back to the ears of the machzik that there is over here. There's a gain for the protest of the ma'ar that the word's gonna get to the machzik, and therefore he should know to hold on to his documentation. But all Rabbi Yehuda is saying is that what is a gain for the Ma'ar, that if he wants to come towards the end of the third year, it'll be better for him, because then he'll be able to take not only his land, but he'll also get the produce right now without having to litigate and get involved in a court case to have to backtrack and get back all the produce that this guy ate. Now, the Gemara asks, Meduka Maisibli Ravel Rav Nachman, from the fact that Rav had asked Rav Nachman, so the Gemara answer is not difficult in Rav Nachman, but the fact that he asked, on Rav Nachman's halacha, machal deloy sviri le demachal shle b'fanav ha'mecha. So it's obvious that he does not hold like Rav Nachman's halacha, and he held that a protest not in front of the person is not going to be a mecha. And that has the Gemara, but Vama Rava, Rav himself was quoted as saying mecha shle b'fanav ha'mecha, as we brought in previously, that Rav had said that's the halacha. He said hilchasa, he said the halacha is, and that was on the end of the previous daf, that a mecha, not in front of the person, is a mecha. So why is he asking on Rav Nachman? Says the Gemara, busted the Shaman Rav Nachman, after that he heard from Rav Nachman, and he resolved the question that he had asked, as we just quoted before, then Savara, then he held like Rav Nachman, and that's why Rava, which was quoted in the previous daf, was actually after this incident, where he then said that is halacha, like Rav Nachman, that mecha shle b'fanav have mecha. Now the Gemara continues on this theme and says, as Kechina Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Chanin l'tamid of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Chanin encountered the students of Rabbi Yechanan, and Amalu he said to them, Mi Amir Rabbi Yechanan mecha b'kama? Did Rabbi Yechanan say, how many people does the protest have to be in front of? So he said it doesn't have to be necessarily, as we'll see, b'fanav, as we just mentioned, but how many people does he have to make the protest in front of it to be considered val mecha? So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yechanan, he said the name of Rabbi Yechanan mecha b'fnei shnayim. Rabbi Yechanan said the protest to be in front of two people. Rabbi Vav Amar Rabbi Yechanan, he said the name of Rabbi Yechanan, the mecha b'fnei shleisha, the protest has to be in front of three people. So says the Gemara, lema b'de Rabba bar Rav Huna kamiflagi. Let's say that they're disputing the following halacha of Rabba bar Rav Huna. That what? Amar Rabba Rav Huna, he says, kol milsa, any derogatory thing, the mesamer ba'apit lasa, that was said in front of three people, that someone said something derogatory about someone else in front of three people, says you continue tamid beis lesna ba mishum lishna bisha. So then there's no more violation for one of those three people. If let's say one of those three people who heard what this guy said to go ahead and now say over to this guy, says, you know what this guy said about you, that would not be a violation of this halacha of lishna bisha, which is the term lashon hara, which includes both lashon hara and rechilas, which is tail-bearing, going over, saying what someone else said about you, something derogatory. Now, why is that the reason? So the Gemara Erichin says, why, if someone said over Lashon Hara from the three people, would it not be any more Lashon Hara from one of the three people to now go say it over? The reason is because of the halachic concept that we're saying in our sugya of chavris, like your friend has his friend, and so on. So Abaye says over there that whatever will ultimately be known anyway, because the word's already out, so there's no more Lashon Hara, because everybody knows anyway, the guy's going to end up hearing about it anyway. And therefore, if a guy tells him, he says, you know what this guy said about you? It's not Lashon Hara, because the guy would have heard about it anyway. You're not telling him anything he would not have known anyway. Now, so that's what the Gemara is saying. The parallel would be regarding our sugi is the same thing. By a protest, the concept is, what is the framework of mecha? What do you need? You need that this guy's protest will ultimately get to the ear of the machzik, that it'll be known to him, that he should be known to be careful with his documentation because he hears that there's a protest about him. So it says the Gemara, therefore that's exactly what they're disagreeing about. Man dama b'fnei shnayim lesnli the Rabba bar Rav Huna, the one who holds that you only need to be meich in front of two people, does not hold like Rabba bar Rav Huna that says that for the word to get out, you need three people, because he holds that even in front of two people, the word will get out. And therefore, a protest was valid even in front of two people. And therefore, the same thing actually is regarding Lashon Hara, that if a guy said something in front of two people, then if one of those two people goes and says, it's also not going to be Lashon Hara, because the word would have gotten out anyway. But Aman Dama B'fnei Gimel, Isla D'Rabba Rav Huna, the one who holds that, no, it has to be from the three people, holds like Rabba Rav Huna, that the word only gets out when it's said to three people and not by two. And therefore, if it's only said in front of two, it's not going to be Mecha, because again, the word's not going to end up getting out. Now, same thing is, says Rashbam, it's obvious from the conclusion of the Gemara that if someone wants a word to get out, the protest has to be in front of three people. Now, the Rashbam actually brings from his teachers that explained that by a protest, essentially, there's really Lashon Hara being said. Because when the guy's protesting, he's saying, hey, that's my field, and he's saying that guy's a thief, he's saying something derogatory about that person. So therefore, they wanted to say that according to Rabbi Rav Huna, if the protest is said in front of two people, it's not going to be a protest, because actually then you're incurring Lashon Hara, and then not let her go ahead and tell it to the machzik. That says Rashbam, that's definitely not the case, because it's not comparable to Lashon Hara at all, because the primary concept of a protest is so that the word could get to the ears of the machzik, and it's actually a mitzvah to tell him, to tell the machzik what someone else said about him. Why? It's Lashon Hara, it's rechilas. It's not true. It's so that he could be careful with his documentation. And actually, that's why they instituted for the Ma'ar that he should protest in front of two witnesses, that the word could get out to him. And says Rashbam, you should know this because that's what the Gemara says when he tells them, Loi tepik l'choshu, as we said before, then it's not a macha, because the whole idea is that they should go ahead and tell him, and therefore it says that's obviously not a violation of Lashon Hara. This was actually the institution of macha, that the guy should be careful regarding knowing what this person is saying about his ownership of the field, that he's not an owner. But one thing says the Gemara, similarly, that this is what they're disagreeing about, these two different opinions, if the macha has to be in front of two or three, how many people is considered that the word will ultimately get out? Which has its ramifications, the halachas of Lashon Hara too. Says the Gemara, no. The Kulama Islu the Rabbi of Huna, everyone agrees to Rabbi of Huna that for the words to get out, it can't be less than three people. Now, if the idea was with the Macha is that you need to have the word to get out, then you're right, everyone would agree that it would have to be in front of three people. But says the Gemara, V'hacha b'hacha mifligis, so what are they disagreeing about? Mandama b'fnei shnayim, the one who says that it has to be in front of two, Kistava Macha shalab b'fonav lahav Macha. That opinion holds that a macha not in front of the machzik himself is not considered a valid macha. Now, so since the macha has to be in front of the person himself, so that's why that opinion says it's enough to be in front of two witnesses who could testify that he was meicha in him. So since he was meicha, straight to his face, there's no greater gila milsa that the word getting out, meaning to get to his ears, than saying it right in front of his face. Because most definitely the machzik knew that he protested because he said it straight to his face, and he'll be careful with the documentation, and we have two witnesses who could testify that he did, that he was ma'ara straight to him. Therefore, it's enough for two. But the one who says that you need to have three people is kisav, macha shalei b'fanav, have macha, he holds that macha, even not in front of him, is going to be a macha, and therefore, if he's going to be protesting, not directly in front of the machzik himself, that's why you need three, because again, everyone agrees that for the word to get out, you need to have three, and since three people know about it, it's like everybody in the whole world knows, because the word is going to ultimately get out. Or Yibayisim, if you want, you could say that the machlekes is, the kula alma macha shalei b'fanav have macha. That actually, no, everyone agrees a macha not in front of the person is a valid macha, which, as we had originally explained, the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, and actually as we paskin that that's the halacha, and therefore everyone holds also, like Rabbi Rav Huna, that for the word to get out, you need to have three people. So then, what's the machlokes? What they're disagreeing is that mandam b'fnei beis, the one who holds that it has to be in front of two people holds, sahadusa b'inan, that we need to have testimony, in other words, that it's enough for us to have two witnesses who could testify that this guy protested in front of three people, and that if the words will ultimately come to the ears of the machzik, that since it's possible that the words will come to the ears of the machzik in any situation, so it's going to be a valid macha, because the only thing we're concerned about is that the one who is ma'ar shouldn't warn the people he's telling that, but not to say anything. And so as we said, that since there's no Lashon Hara by Macha, so then the idea is, since he didn't tell them not to say, so it's definitely possible that they might go ahead and tell the Machzik, or that they'll tell other ones who will tell other ones. So it's enough that when there's two people who can verify that there was a Macha, so since there was a Macha, and possibly it'll get to his ears, so that's enough. But Amanda Amabifnei Gimluksa, but the one who says it has to be one of the three people holds, that no, Giluya Milsa Be'inon. You need to have that everybody should know. Not that it's possible, which if two witnesses see and they know that there was a macha, even though it was in private, but since two people, the word could possibly get out. No. The one who says three has to be that everybody's got to know. Now, once you tell three people, it's like the whole world knows. It's like the machzik already heard about it, because for sure, we're going to assume that he's going to hear about this macha. But when it's in front of two, then we assume that very likely he's not going to hear about it. So although it's possible, that's why the one who says three is not, that it's not enough for two. The one who says two, no, it's enough, because it's enough that if it's possible, that it'll get to his ears. Now the Gemara continues with a story related to these halachas. That Gidel Bar Menyumi, that was his name, Havalei Mechuyasa Lemchuyeh, he had a protest to protest. In other words, that there was someone who took possession of his properties and he wanted to protest. Now, Ashkechinu l'Rav Huna, l'Chiy bar Rav, l'Rav Chilki bar Tuvi, he encountered these three Talmid Chacham, Tav Yasvi, who they were sitting, u'mocha kamayu, and he went and he protested in front of those three people. Now, as Rashbam points out, really the halacha would actually be even in front of two people. As Rava says later on, that the halacha is that a mocha is enough even in front of two people, and moreover, you don't have to say that they should write it down, but just this is what the story was, that it just happened to be there were three people, and that's how the Rabbein Chananel paskins that macha is enough in front of two people. Now, Lashana Hada Aslam Chuye, the next year, he came back again to these three people, a second time, and he protested in front of them again. Now, the reason for that is because he held that every single year you have to protest. And that is, if he would protest the first year and then the second year and he wouldn't protest in the third year, he held, that would reveal that obviously that when he protested the first and the second time was not according to the law. And therefore, since he doesn't protest in the third year too, at the end of the third year, it's going to be a chazak, and then that person wouldn't have to be careful with his documentation, and he would be muchzik, and then after 3 years. But Amrulay, they said to him, no, leit tzrichas. You don't have to protest every single year of the 3 years. If you did it one time, it's already enough, as long as it's once every 3 years, as Igmo will explain later on. It's just that you don't have to do it the entire 3 years without doing it once. In other words, you can't have 3 years consecutive that there wasn't at least one protest. It's just that these three Tamei Chacham were not talking about this idea. They were just coming to say that you don't have to do three protests in the 3 years themselves, where it's enough if you did it in the first year, then you don't have to protest again for till the end of the third year, and then again for the next 3 years after that. And the reason why they said was because Hachem Rav, this is what Rav said. Once you protest today the first year, they don't have to protest anymore. Vikadamri, those say a slightly different version, that it was Amalei Chiyabai Rav, that Reb Chiyabai Rav himself had said that you don't have to, because Kibin Shemicha Shon Rishayna, once you protested the first year, Shuvain Tzarech Limchus, you don't have to protest anymore. You protest already, the guy knows to be careful with his documentation. Now, but Amr Shlokish Meshumba Kapar, he says, but Tzarech Limchus B'Sev Kol Gimel V'Gimel. But, so although you have to do only once in the third year, but you have to protest once every 3 years. So although he protests already the first year and he doesn't have to protest anymore, that's only within this three-year period. But at the end of the 3 years, he has to protest again, because that the guy shouldn't have any three-year period without a mecha. And the reason for that is because, as we said, for 3 years a person is careful with his documentation after the protest, but more than that he's not careful. So once that 3 years expires, you got to make a new protest. And that's the halacha, because although, as we'll shortly see, Rabbi Yochanan wonders regarding this halacha, it was just a wonder, but he was afraid, says Rashbam, to actually disagree on Bar Kapara, and that's Rabbi Yochanan Paskins too. Now he brings that actually some explain that the reason why you have to protest at the end of 3 years is so that the machzik should not claim, yeah, because right after the protest you sold it to me. Says Rashbam, he doesn't like that, because since obviously he's admitting that originally when it came to him, it didn't come to him through an appropriate sale, as we see that this guy protested, so he's not believed to say that after I had taken possession of it inappropriately, that then you sold it to me. Rather, it's because of the halacha of documentation that a guy's not careful with it more than 3 years, so after the mecha, that only lasts for a three-year period, and then you got to make a new mecha. And that says the Gemara, Toy Bar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan wondered, he was thinking and asking regarding this halacha Bar Kapara, that v'chi gazlan yesh li chazaka? Does a thief have the halachas of chazaka? In other words, why would this original ma'ar have to be meicha at the end of every 3 years? But from the fact that the ma'ar was meicha in the first year right away, he already, the word got out that he's claiming that this guy is a thief, so then this guy should have been careful with his documentation forever, until they litigated this in court, or until he shows his documentation after the protest to the court. But from the fact that he wasn't careful with his documentation, he should lose, because we could say that he's a thief. Now, that's what the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yechanan's question. What, Gazan Salka Daitach? Do you entertain that this guy is a thief? What do you mean? This guy's claiming that he had a documentation before the protest, it's just that he lost it. Now, it's only out of doubt that we make him lose the land, because this original guy was he had the chazaka of Marakam, the original owner. You're claiming that you bought it, but where's your documentation? So we say you lose it, but who said anything about that him being a thief that we should say that he's not allowed to have halachas of chazaka? So El Rav, the Gemara explains what Rabbi Yechanan's question was, that rather say ki gazlan. In other words, that he's like a thief. As we explained, the reason why he's like a thief is because he should have been careful, because the guy was claiming that he's a thief. So yesh le chazaka, would he have a chazaka? How could he have a chazaka? As we explained, what do you mean? The guy already protested. We'll have to come every 3 years. We'll have to come. I already said that this guy, I didn't sell to him. He came inappropriately. Why would I then go sell to him to someone I think is a thief? But in spite of Birchlin's question, as we mentioned, Omer Rav, he says, Hilchas Halacha is like Bar Kapara. That Tzarech Limchis B'Seif Kol Gimel B'Gimel, you have to protest at the end of every 3 years, because again, the protest only lasts for a period of 3 years. After that, it expires in the sense of a person being careful with his documentation. Tani Bar Kapara. Now, Bar Kapara taught in the Braisa regarding his Halacha that after every 3 years, that he held that you have to protest. So therefore, the custom was that a person would technically have to protest many different times. Because if, let's say, someone's holding on to his property for a period of 10 years, they had to protest once, and then after 3 years again, and after 3 years again. So says Bar Kappara, if the ma'ar, if the guy who's contesting this guy's ownership of the field, protested in front of witnesses, and then chazavir, then again after 3 years he went and protested again. And then chazavir, again after 3 years he went and protested again. So explains Bar Kappara, im machmas tayni rishayna ir, if all of the protests were all the same as the first protest that he had made in the first year, where he was claiming that this guy is consuming my field in thievery. So since every time he was consistent in his iru, in his contesting, so then it's going to be a valid macha. And therefore, in lechazaka, so that machzik, although he's been there for 10 years, will not have a chazaka because this guy contested every 3 years. You should have held on to your documentation. But v'imlav, but if not, if let's say the first macha he made in the first year, he mentioned that this guy's a thief, that he's coming to my field. He has no rights in this field whatsoever. But then in the second macha that he made 3 years later, he didn't say that. He made a different claim. He says, wait a second. This guy can't be machzik in my field because although he has a right to be in this field, but it's a mashkanta de sura. It's just as security that he's allowed to eat the produce, but not that he bought the field. And I want you witnesses to know that look, although he's allowed to be here right now, but it's not something that I sold to him. He just has the rights to eat the produce right now. Oh, now that he started changing his claim, why the guy is chazak is not a chazaka, that's not a valid macha. And in that situation, yesh li chazaka, then the machzik would have a valid chazaka. And then the field that he was machzikan would actually belong in his possession. Now, Rashbam points out that the same halacha would be if someone makes two different protests within the three-year period from two different claims that contradict each other, then also that the ma'ar is not going to have a valid macha, not the first claim that he makes and not the second one that he makes. And therefore, then there would be chazaka at the end of 3 years because since he made a different protest in the second year, which contradicts the first protest he made in the first year, so he's admitting that his first protest was not according to law, because he's changing what he said. And the admission of the baldin, of the litigant, is like 100 witnesses, which thus voids his first macha that he made, because he's admitting that wasn't true. Now, for sure then, but the second macha that he's making is not going to be valid, because he's already what's called huchli kafrin. He's already been established that he has a presumption of someone that's a liar, of not saying the truth. And since he wasn't meicha within the 3 years, because each mechal was not valid, then the guy would have a chazaka at the end of 3 years.